My attention is incessantly drawn to the increasing wickedness that, within just the past few years, seems to have invaded our reality. By this, I mean that nothing now seems to be as near to normal as things were, say, in 2020. My own human thoughts interject that it's because my 97-year-old mom died early that year. Her passing made everything darker from losing the Lord's brightness within her that illuminated my path. She gave me my scripture for life, written in the front leaf of the Bible she gave me when I was very young. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5-6. Forgetting for a brief time to use that biblical flashlight mom had handed me as a youngster, during the natural mourning process when she passed away, things did look not to be as life had been before. But that other light within, the Holy Spirit, not my human thoughts, soon turned on within my consideration the Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5-6 truth, the light Kathleen James Boss left behind in February, 2020, when heaven became a brighter abode than ever. So, it isn't anything personal affecting my life that gives this world a sense of increased strangeness and malevolence. There is most definitely a supernatural aura about life today that wasn't there before, and it's not from the good side of that other dimension. My attention is incessantly drawn to the increasing wickedness that seems to have within just the past few years invaded our reality, because the Holy Spirit prompts my spirit that there is indeed an invasion taking place. The other dimension this invasion is coming from is what I call pre-trib portals. I use this term because the demonic activity that God's Word says will prevail during the tribulation, the last 7 years leading to Christ's return, seems to already be seeping, maybe even flooding, into our reality even now. Therefore, there is a pre-trib intrusion into our time before the rapture of the church. This, I'm convicted, is all in preparation for the Antichrist regime of horror Jesus said will be the worst period of human history, Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. Satan is trying to set the stage upon which his son of perdition will step when believers are taken off the earth and the covenant with many of Daniel chapter 9 is confirmed by the prince that shall come. In America, this preparation has been taking place for many decades. I believe it began in earnest shortly after the 20th century began. It has accelerated swiftly and is now at full throttle. My friend Michael Heil, in an article, presented a record of this invasion through the pre-trib portals. When the nation, through court action, began removing God and his righteous principles for life from the national conscience, the vacuum created a supernatural opening for the invading forces from the dark side. Here's what Michael wrote. The United States has been in a moral freefall that accelerated in the decade of the 60s with restrictions on prayer, 1962, and Bible reading in the public schools, 1963. The U.S. Supreme Court has systematically helped destroy religious liberty in America with the following 12 court cases. 1925, the Scopes, Monkey, Trial, Tennessee v. Scopes. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/scopes_trial 1940. The Free Exercise Clause is created. Cantwell versus Connecticut. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/cantwell_v.connecticut 1947. The Establishment Clause is created. Everson versus Board of Education. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/everson_v.board_of_education 1962. Prayer is removed from the schools. Engel versus Vitale. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/engel_v.vitale 1963. Bible reading is removed from the schools. Abington School District v. Shemp. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/abington_school_district_v.shemp 1973. The murder of unborn babies is legalized. Roe versus Wade. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/roe_v.wade 1980. The Ten Commandments are removed from school classrooms. Stone versus Graham. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/stone_v.graham 1992. Invocations, benedictions are banned from school activities. Lee versus Weissman. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/lee_v.weissman2003. sodomy is legalized by the Supreme Court, Lawrence v. Texas. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Lawrence_v.Texas2005. Display of the Ten Commandments is ruled unconstitutional. McCreary County versus ACLU of Kentucky. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/McCreary_county_v.American_civil_liberties_union2013. Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, is declared unconstitutional. United States versus Windsor. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/United_States_v.Windsor2015. Same-sex marriage is approved by the Supreme Court, Obergefell v. Hodges, https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Obergefell_v.Hodges. Michael Heil, The United States and God's Judgment. My sense of discerning the invasion we face at this late prophetic hour tells me that the evil being directed toward children is perhaps the most significant manifestation of what is pouring through the pre-trib portals. It is concentrated wickedness, and even parents of the children seem to have lost spiritual immunity to Satan's deadly venom. Proof that America has reached the reprobate mindset of Romans chapter 1 verse 28 is clearly shown, I think, through the opinion on children rendered by the top leader in America, the leadership position once considered the highest in the free world. Monday's segment of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, President Joe Biden spoke with gay man and former White House staff member in the Obama era, Cal Penn, where he admitted that he thought restricting kids from getting their private parts mutilated was sinful. Transgender kids is a really harder thing, he began. What's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. I mean, it's terrible what they're doing. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is spearheading laws that would prohibit kids from receiving dangerous surgeries and drugs to change their gender. DeSantis recognizes that there are two genders and that children are not mature enough to make such life-altering decisions. While his laws are evidence of him looking out for children's best interests, the left is twisting it into an anti-LGBTQ campaign by the Republican governor. Regardless, Biden insisted that he was looking to pass legislation that would allow transgender youth to harm their bodies and added, "You mess with that, you're breaking the law, and you're gonna be held accountable." It really is a shame that Biden is using his platform and position of power to facilitate such a grave evil in this nation. Kids need to be protected, not infected by the disease of the woke left. Source. Biden calls it sinful to not mutilate trans kids. Tyrann Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters, March 13, 2023. With such upside-down declaration, can there be any doubt that the pre-trib portals are as wide open as America's southern borders? Source. Prophecy Line.